Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hope you had a good weekend, Dean. I spent most of mine watching BBC coverage of the Queen's Jubilee. I enjoyed it.
Wasn't it fun? I had such a good time watching it. I'm normally not really into all things royal, but the celebration itself was something. To see the family out there, minus Prince Harry, was fun to see everybody. And that concert on Saturday, the Jubilee concert, I thought was just great. Featured all kinds of different artists. We've got a little bit of a montage of a few of them that start off with Adam Lambert and Brian May, one of the originals from the group Queen, doing We Will Rock You.
That doing Sweet Caroline?
Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
For the life of me, I can't figure out why Rod Stewart is singing a Neil Diamond song. He has one or two of his own hits over the years that he could have performed, but he did say before he performed the song that the BBC forced him to sing Sweet Caroline. He didn't seem like he really wanted to do it.
That's interesting.
Somebody suggested on my show yesterday that it was for Princess Caroline. It doesn't make sense at all. But.
Yeah, somebody requested, I guess. But you know what I noticed watching the BBC coverage of the Queen's Jubilee? All the live shots that they were doing in that huge crowd. People in the background were just looking on, smiling, not jumping around, waving, making faces or obscene gestures like they do here in the background of live TV news shots.
Yeah, it's a much more proper...
yes, it is.
Just everything is...
civilized.
Maybe that's why I like it. I do like the formality and the propriety of most things English, the order of it all. I enjoyed watching whenever they would take a shot of Prince Charles and Camilla rocking out to Duran Duran, or you know, some of the kids, the little kids that were holding their ears because everything was too loud for them.
Yeah, that was fun.
Just being like being a four-year-old anywhere, whether you're a royal or not.
You're right about enjoying and appreciating the proper behavior and the use of the language. But you know what? When you're over there, though, sometimes that can get to you. The rules, you know, if you're supposed to be in line and you're 1 inch too far to the side, somebody's going to come over and say, you're standing in the wrong place.
I beg your pardon, but they tell you in such a nice way.
Yes, that's right.
Now, the Queen herself did not stay for the concert. She was having what was described as some mobility issues, so she was not at the concert, but she recorded a little segment with the character Paddington Bear, tremendously popular. I didn't send the audio to you because you really sort of have to see it to appreciate
yeah,
it. But
it's pretty funny.
But look it up on YouTube. Paddington Bear says, "I have a marmalade sandwich in my bag if you want one." And the Queen herself says, "Oh, I have one here," and she opens her purse and pulls out a marmalade sandwich.
Yeah,
the Queen doing shtickala. I love that.
Yeah, she did it pretty well too.
She did.
All right, give us a headline from the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
The big winners: Tom Holland for Spider-Man, both the movie and his performance, and Zendaya for Euphoria, winning Best TV Show and also Best Performance.
And what were the weekend box office numbers?
Of course, Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick, still a big winner at the box office. Took in another $89 million. It now is Tom Cruise's most successful motion picture ever, and probably will continue to do well for a week or so, even though this Jurassic World movie, Jurassic World Dominion, is going to be coming out this weekend. I think Tom Cruise's Top Gun may wind up beating it next weekend, too.
We have a celebrity breakup today. Who's breaking up?
Yeah, this seemed like it was like a match made in heaven. They've been going together for 2 years now. Michael B. Jordan, the actor, and Lori Harvey, who is a model and also happens to be the daughter of comedian Steve Harvey, they have just been two peas in a pod for a couple of years, been over to the Steve Harvey house for holidays. Steve Harvey's talked about what a great guy Michael B. Jordan is. And according to reports this morning, they have broken up. They say they are heartbroken because they still love each other, but have decided to go in opposite directions.
Let's get to your interview with Laura Dern. She's in the new Jurassic Park movie, right?
Yeah, Jurassic World Dominion is the name of the new movie. She, Jeff Goldblum, and Sam O'Neill have all returned to the franchise. They were in the original movie back in 1993. Did a Zoom chat with Laura Dern, and while I was asking her about something else, she snuck in a really good Chicago reference in there. Take a listen. Is there another of your projects that you would like to revisit the way that you've revisited this Jurassic World?
You know, it's what's amazing is when we made it, it had never occurred to me. It was a different moment. It wasn't a moment of sort of typical world of franchise. And so it hadn't occurred to me and has been an amazing blessing. And the same would be for Big Little Lies. And I guess I would say it's hard for me when I dream up memories that I'd like to repeat, that before I can even think of a role I've played, I wouldn't think of being at my friend's sound check at Wrigley Field, sitting, staring at awe as a child of a Chicago native, Bruce Dern. I'd like to repeat that memory. And just being in Chicago in general. I love that city and love me some Cubs.
How about that?
I forgot that Bruce Dern was from Chicago.
Same here. He was born here, and I guess the Chicago roots run deep, and she was here for one of those concerts that they do at the ballpark and had a great time, and apparently is just loves the Cubs. So gotta love that.
How's the movie? You've seen it, right?
I have seen the movie. I'm going to give you a full review on Friday, but it's going to be a positive review. These are fun movies. I mean, it's not Citizen Kane or anything like that. It's dinosaurs chasing and eating people. It's kind of a different standard. It's fun. It's fun to watch them. It's fun to see the original actors back in the franchise again with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to definitely be recommending it when we review it on Friday.
Is it like Fast and Furious, only with you humongous animals?
With dinosaurs.
Thanks,
if you replace muscle cars with dinosaurs.
Got it.
It's basically the same.